The theme for this retreat is the seven stages of purification, the seven aspects of shedding, the seven aspects of growing, like a snake that sheds its skin when it keeps growing. And yesterday, I reviewed the seven stages and the first six, and then I introduced the seventh, but I didn't name it. And perhaps it shouldn't be named. Because it's not found in the name. But it does have a name. The two preceding stages are purification by knowledge and vision of what is and is not the path. And the immediately preceding one is purification by vision and knowledge of the way or of the practice. The operating word in these two is of. Of something. The last stage is purification by knowledge and vision. No of, no more words. Just knowledge and vision, just knowing, just seeing, without sewing together, without using the thread of making meaning of things. The seeing, the knowing, the love that can be there better, if not overlaid with meaning making, finding the mind's movement to find significance, to make significance. The knowing, the vision, the being. Where there is no making of a self. Without a story about me and myself and mine. Without appropriating things as me, myself, and mine. Without having thoughts, me, myself, and mine. Who are you? when you have no thoughts to tell you. Who are you between the end of one thought and the beginning of the next? What is here at the end of one meaning-making moment and before the next meaning-making thought occurs? Purification by knowledge and vision. Knowledge and vision. When we're not directing ourselves to search, when we're not searching, or wanting, when we're not resisting, closing down, and in this world of things arising and passing, coming and going, between the end of one desire and before the next desire arises, the knowledge and vision of the freedom that's there, of a moment of no desire. Purification by knowledge and vision is to allow oneself to let go into a vastness that's greater than the world of desire, the world of self-making, the world of making meaning. Beyond the world of boundaries to self, boundaries to awareness. Into a vastness spaciousness of awareness that's free. If the mind is fully left alone, it will shed meaning-making, self-making, desire-making, a mind fully left alone in safety will release itself into the vastness. As you're sitting here, there may be thoughts and thinking. And beyond the edges of your thinking, there's vastness. Vastness above, behind, all around, whatever place you're thinking, whatever thoughts you have. Vastness before the thoughts, vastness after. Like looking into the water and seeing a fish swimming around. Thoughts swim around in the vastness. Beyond the edges of desire, there's vastness. Around the, beyond the edges, all around, self-making is vastness. Beyond the edges of any doing you're doing, there's vastness. Beyond any seeking, beyond the activity of seeking, around it, behind it, above it, all around, there is vastness. Relax with the vastness. Let go and become the vastness. Make room for the freedom that infuses the vastness. Opening up the mind, the awareness, so it's vast enough to enter into the freedom of vastness. Imagine there's a very large house. Very, very large. That's made up of only one room. And though all the four walls of the house are made up of doors, each door has a door frame. One door frame is right next to the next. And all the doors are open, swinging outwards. And there's a lot of people who live in that large house. And they're very practical. They're very much concerned with things that you can touch and know and feel and interact with. So they spend a tremendous amount of time focused on the door frames. Some people love those door frames and spend a lot of time decorating them. Some people dislike them and spend a lot of time punching the door frames. Some people think that door frames should be improved and spend a lot of time polishing them and painting them and making them smooth. Some people think door frames should be protected. They put barbed wire up and down them. Some people build more door frames and install them in front of the existing door frames. And there's layers and layers and layers of door frames coming into the house. Some people create a religion about door frames, and they build the door frames in the middle of the house, at the very center of the house. They circumambulate door frames. They talk about how important it is to accept door frames, love door frames, revere door frames. People who are really devoted will prostrate in front of the door frame. And they'll talk about how freedom is found in that acceptance of the door frames, the love of them, the perfecting of the door frames. And the people there are always focusing, thinking about door frames. And when they walk around, they bump into door frame. And then one day, there's a person who somehow stops thinking about door frames. Stops wanting door frames or not wanting door frames. And they're a little bit just relaxed and at ease and somehow in strolling around and not so focused on door frames. They walk through the open doors to the outside. They had no idea that something that's not a door frame had any value. They thought only door frames counted. Only things that can be directly seen and known and touched and thought about as things were important. But that open space between the door frames had been overlooked. Turns out there was more open space along those walls than there were door frames. There's more open space of freedom here than there is the things that limit us, or we focus on, or think, or want, or do. A freedom that you cannot seek or want, or make, or worship, or make a religion out of. Simply here, beyond the edges of your desires and self-making and thoughts. It's here without any conflict with your thoughts and self-makings and desires. No conflict, no harm towards anything. Vast enough to hold everything. Perhaps in being intimate, quiet, mindful, focused, close to the practice today, perhaps you'll have a feeling, a sense, an intuition of the vastness, the open doors that are here, that hold you, that hold all things. Perhaps your mind will accept the invitation to relax into the vastness. May you enjoy this wonderful day. Thank you.